and I saw something black.
That's like three different people.
That's disturbing.
It's like three different voices.
If anything does happen that sets you off or makes you feel uncomfortable, just call us.
Time for your lobotomy.
Weird stuff in this room.
Can you see that thing?
No.
It was something black. They just went, whoop!
What was that?
Holy crap. Oh, jeez.
It's Dave Player on this early Sunday morning on 720 WGN. Television's number one paranormal reality series is a sci-fi original series where the TAPS team, led by Jason Hawes and Steve Gonslavs, who is the TAPS technology manager and evidence analyst, tackles the most interesting situations every single week. Buildings and properties harbor pasts that never die, from horrific events to the fascinating and renowned people who have inhabited them. The team at the Atlantic Paranormal Society have made it their life's mission to help those experiencing persistent and frightening paranormal activity, as well as unsettled souls in the afterlife who may still reside there. TAPS travels across the country to investigate and solve mysteries at locations ranging from personal homes, hotels, historic sites, to schools, asylums, and battleships. Now, Ghost Hunters is in its 10th season, and this week celebrates its 200th episode, Wednesday at 8 Central on Sci-Fi, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So how did you get into all this?
Well, when I was, my first, you know, actually really gaining some interest, I remember being really young, just barely old enough to read, and I was sick on the couch, and my mother was watching a movie, and I was pretending to be asleep, and it was a movie called The Entity. And I woke up pretty scared, you know, crying or whatever about all the things I saw. And she was very adamant, you know, to make believe it's for movies. You shouldn't be watching this anyway.
How old were you again? How old were you?
I thought you were sleeping. I would imagine 6 or 7, maybe.
Okay.
But then at the end of the movie, I saw it said based on true events. And then I remember looking at my mom and being like, whoa, you know, you're telling me this is all made for movie and TV. And now look. Here it says, you know, based on true events, and literally ever since then, I've been pretty hooked.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that at such a young age, that experience right there kind of hooked you in right away.
It did. It really did. And I started reading all the books, you know, not, you know, ghost stories, but all the investigative style of books, you know, from Lloyd Auerbach and all of those sort of guys and gals that pushed it, you know, before we sort of hit the field. But that was kind of my starting point. But ever since then, I knew I wanted to figure it out and go after it and find it wherever it was.
So was Ghost Hunters the first experience doing this, or did you do something before the show premiered?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, TAPS has been an organization. I've known Jason for close to 20 years.
Wow.
And, we've had the show for 10. So I was a TAPS member for a good 7 years before we even had the show. 7 or 8 years before we had the show. And before that, I had a team of my own called New England Paranormal. And even before that, when I was in my teens, early teens, I was part of a team called the Paranormal Research Foundation. They disbanded, you know, but started my own team, and then, joined up with TAP. So it's been, you know, I've been doing it in a semi-professional manner since I was maybe 14 or so.
Wow. So you have to believe in some element of life after death then, because I know I've seen you talk about this before. You've really never seen a ghost per se, but you've obviously experienced some paranormal activity, obviously, along the way.
Yeah, I've never seen a ghost, and I have seen things that I can't explain, and some pretty fantastic things that I can't explain. But to say, you know, it's a ghost, it's hard to do. You know, if you see something move, and you're supposed to be in a haunted location, of course it's easy to just say, oh gosh, I couldn't do that. But you don't know what other energy you're dealing with. We're finding out now that, you know, dark matter is everywhere and pushing on the static fields, and that has the ability to move an object slightly, that sort of thing. So I don't really know exactly what we are dealing with, but I don't always necessarily think that it's a ghost in the sense we think it is, you know, somebody that was here in living form and then passed away and is still here for whatever reason.
So
I don't think it's always necessarily that.
So when you first started doing this in your early teens, what was the first thing that you saw that was proof to you that there was other life elements or afterlife elements out there? What was the first thing?
Well, I didn't have any experiences, you know, and part of it could be because I was so young that, you know, having access to places like that were, just wasn't available, you know, back then. This field, you were sort of laughed at. You know, you couldn't just go into places that were supposed to be haunted. You couldn't just, you know, investigate places. The field wasn't like that. So there was no place really for us to go. So I would go to graveyards and sort of camp out in graveyards. And one time I was in a graveyard in Connecticut all by myself. In a lawn chair, just had the lawn chair sort of unfolded, and I was sitting there, and it was about to call it a night, and as I was gathering my equipment and walking out, I felt something sort of sweep my feet a bit, and almost as if to trip me, and of course, never having an experience, I just sort of thought it was probably, you know, something on the ground, or you know, whatever I tripped over, but looked around, nothing there. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, didn't feel like anything solid. It kind of felt like there was some give to it. So I didn't know what it was. And I sort of take this as maybe my first experience. You know, I felt something trip me, kind of. I don't think it meant to trip me, but
yeah.
It tripped me and couldn't explain it. So well, I would think that would probably be my first.
Now, nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adults, like about 18%, said they've seen or been in the presence of a ghost, according to the Pew Research Center survey that they did. And even greater share, 30%, say they felt in touch with somebody who has already died. So this isn't something, you know, we're talking about it a little bit more prevalently because it's Halloween right now, and people think about these things a little bit more this time of year. But obviously, there's a large portion of our population that has felt like they have experienced something like this before. And, you know, your activity that you've seen over the years, and then you talked about your first one a little bit, are some of the interactions that you've experienced, are they mean-spirited? Are they more negative energy? Or have you felt more peaceful and calming experiences? Or has it been kind of a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it's mostly neutral, to be honest with you. You don't. It's very rare that you find something negative. It's so rare. I know some. You know, some people are you know, advocates of checking out the evil side of it, and thinking everything is a demon and you know, all that sort of thing. But the fact is that it's so rare that, you know, in the 200 episodes that we've done, we haven't come across one that we feel to be legitimate. In terms of a demon or something like that, negative side of it is quite rare, and you know, you do run across the occasional. I'll use the word spirit. You know, spirit that seems to be in a better place where it's a little, you know, you can tell it's not salty or anything. It's just doesn't know why it's there doing its thing, that sort of thing, and isn't necessarily happy or mad. I think most of the time they're just kind of neutral. How they were in life, they probably still are, but the negative side of it is very, very rare. Although there, you know, we do run across a scratch, you know, somebody being scratched. Jason's been scratched. Amy's claimed to be scratched. But we don't know if that's, you know, a negative. It could just be trying to get our attention. There'd be a lot behind it. But to say that it's negative, I'm not sure. It's just very rare.
Okay. Now, I know you do everything from just, you know, regular homes, and it could be a library, it could be whatever it might be. What was the most unusual place that you discovered some paranormal activity? Was it something, was it just an older place? Was there something that occurred in that home or in that building that you knew that there was something present in there? Like, what was one of the most unique places you've explored?
We luckily, you know, we get to explore quite a you know, an array of different places. And to me, you know, when you're in an asylum and it's abandoned and sort of, you know, that 20,000 people passed away on the property, you kind of expect to run across something. And if you don't expect it, you just get your hopes up that that place would, you know, have the highest probability. So I don't think that's very strange. To me, it's, you know, sometimes we end up in a private residence where it's a, you know, brand new house, and you're just looking around, and you know, they don't understand. They think because their house is brand new, it's impossible to be haunted. Then you have to try to explain to them, well, it can be, you know, what was on the property prior to the house. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with, you know, land that has obviously been here millions and millions of years, you know. A lot of time for trauma, tragedy, and those sort of things that usually work as a catalyst for us. So, to me, it's always the places that are pristine and just look like no way would you ever find a ghost there. And then all of a sudden, we're getting, you know, EVPs on our recorders, and we're, you know, chasing shadows and that sort of thing. And you're kind of like, whoa, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. You know, who would expect it in this place? But there are times when I just sit back and say, wow, I can't believe we are investigating, you know, this, for instance, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We investigated the Pentagon, and it called us out. And
I know you have Pentagon, you know, you have Pentagon clearance, which is pretty cool. Like, you have, you and your team can explore this. I'm sure you have to knock on the door and let them know you're there, but it's pretty cool that you guys got, you're authorized to go do that stuff.
Yeah, I know. The first time they were like, well, we have Pentagon clearance. You know, they actually gave us, and we're like, what? How? Like, us, really? but it was cool, you know, to be able to walk around these, like, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We sort of could mosey around that place as we wanted to and got some weird looks from some people.
I bet.
You know, like, what are these guys doing here? Okay. But most of the soldiers and you know, the military there, the Air Force personnel were absolutely amazing. And a few of them offered, you know, hey, you know, later tonight, get back in touch with us around 2 in the morning. You know, we'll take you over here to check this out and this sort of thing. And that was really cool. And
Yeah. They
showed us some groundbreaking laser technology that they told us at the time we weren't really supposed to talk about. But I don't know, basically blasting jets out of the sky with lasers. It's pretty cool. But,
wow.
Place was awesome.
Now, when you're filming an episode, or, you know, how many hours goes into one episode? Because I got to imagine it's a lot of content to get it down to, you know, kind of a story that you can tell.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the production crew, you know, Pilgrim Films and you know, Sci-Fi, what they... each of them, what they put into an episode, and when you see the final, you know, you're going, whoa, you know, they put together this story, and here's our investigation. It looks so nice and fluid. You know, it's a 2-minute segment that looks great, but you're in that room for 7 hours. You know, it's sort of like that. It's about 2 weeks per episode, and that includes filming and, you know, us to be able to analyze the evidence and you know, reveal it to the client. Then it goes into what they call post-production. And that can take quite some time. Work can happen pretty fast. Sometimes I'll see an episode's coming up, and I'm like, wow, we just filmed that like 3 months ago. But then other times, they're like, well, we filmed that like a year and a half ago. So it all depends. Typically about 2 weeks and a lot of hours. I think I heard a number once of 120 or 140 hours.
Wow.
Gathered total.
Yeah.
And then they whittle that down to like 42 minutes or something.
Wow, pretty cool. Well, I'll tell you what, before I let you go, you got a big episode coming up. It's a 200th episode, correct?
Yeah, it is. 200 episodes marking our 10 years on the air. And this case is quite special because, you know, none of us had really seen Grant in quite some time. It had been about a year for me. And, you know, to have him there with us and investigating was awesome. And at one point, I got to go out and investigate with both Jason and Grant, and that was just really cool. Although we had done it many times in the past, it wasn't too often that all three of us, you know, would just investigate together. And some really, really awesome stuff happened. I mean, we were at Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, and every time we go there, we're always amazed at the activity that we experience. And this place is quite special, and great evidence, and new. You know, even though we've been there before, and it's been featured on our show, and it's also been featured on Ghost Hunters Academy show, they still have new stories and things that have only been happening the last year or two. And this past year, like when we got there last year, she told us, you know, things are on the rise. And you know, we're all investigators, this place is starting to scare us. Yeah. You know, so we went in and looked into it for him.
Very cool. Well, we'll watch. It's a great, great show, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's Ghost Hunters, airs Wednesdays at 8 Central on Sci-Fi. And again, the 200th episode, you can't miss it this week. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time, and happy Halloween to you.
My pleasure. Happy Halloween. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. News is next, 720 WGN.